It's your Mountain of Rock, Q94, Thin Lizzy. The boys are back in town. I'm Gary Lee. Your 7 o'clock hour on the Mountain of Rock, Q94, is brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. They're in West Plains. There, Ava, Mountain Home, Arkansas. And timepiece says we got 19 minutes after 7. It's time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we cruise on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas. Hey, Gary, how we doing? There we are. How we doing?
Good morning, Gary. How are you on this really nice Thursday morning?
Yeah, I'm doing good. It's a little muggy out there, and it's going to be hot again today. Perfect time to be at the lake, mid-90s, you know. Fish a little bit, jump in the lake, cool off, fish a little more, get hot, jump back in the lake. Yeah,
yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah, you got to stay in the water, yeah.
Well, what are the fisher people telling you?
Fisher people are telling me they get out there at first light. Get out there at first light. It's actually nice out there at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. You might even need a little windbreaker or something, because being on the lake and it's 72, 73 degrees, it's not bad at all. It's very comfortable.
Yeah. And I guess what species are they working on?
We have a regular bass fisherman. They're tried and true. They're going to just keep throwing different things at it till they catch something and that. And I've had a different variety of guys tell me what they caught fish on this past week. I had one guy that was fishing out of a kayak, was camping down here, and he came in about, I don't know, 10:30, quarter to 11, and said he'd got 16 fish that morning. Of course, you know, he didn't keep them all because it was way over the limit, but he was saying he was using a red, speckled, golden, silver, speckled 8-inch worm.
Okay.
And working along the bluff, and he said he just slayed them.
Huh. I've heard people using a rattle trap.
Yeah, that rattle trap's been good. Still early, if you catch the right spots, they're still doing some top water.
Mm-hmm.
It's been happening in that, and so this guy's doing that. I've had guys throwing spinner bait.
Yep.
Working parallel to the walls, and so that's been decent. The crappie bite is so-so. No limits, but 6-8 nice fish in that. You got to work for it. You may take one or two out of this hole and a couple more out of this one and that. And some mornings have been a little better than others. Other guys say, oh, they found the fish, but they couldn't get them to bite. And then I've had other guys saying, yeah, this pocket here and this one here, and they've done well. So it's hit and miss.
Yeah. That's what I'm hearing a lot, too. You know, guys are finding the fish. They're just not willing to, play. So.
Right. Well, and the water temperature's in the high 80s.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting close to 9 degrees. I think sometimes they get a little lethargic. Sometimes they go a little deeper. But they do have to eat occasionally, so they're going to bite sooner or later.
Yeah. Now, some of the guys I've talked to, they've been fishing at night and throwing spinner baits at night, slow rolling them, and they're having some luck.
Yeah, and then I've got a couple guys that fish at night. I mean, don't go out till 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
9:30, and they go out. A couple places I know where they go, and they put a light in the water, and they just sit there for an hour or so, and it draws the fish in, and they're catching a little bit of everything. They're catching crappie, they're catching walleye, they're catching bass. Those guys are having a good time. They're catching some fish, so that seems to be working too.
I've been seeing a lot of catfish, you know, the limb lines and jug fishermen. They've been doing pretty good.
Yeah, it's time for catfish in this weather here. Get out there late in the afternoon, evening, set your lines and stuff and that. And there again, wide variety of bait on that. I've got guys using everything from hot dogs to shrimp, perch. But the guys have been doing decent, you know. You've set out a trout line with 25 hooks and you get four fish, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
So, and that's what's been typical, but it's that time of year, and that's fun to do. That really is.
Yeah. Well, there's, you know, still there's lots of opportunities to catch fish, and a lot of it is, you know, and I think we've touched on it, is the cooler part of the days, the morning, the evening, and, you know, just stay persistent with it. And a lot of times that's all it takes. You know, you're not, it's not like the spring when you can just set in one spot and catch your limit. You know, you're going to have to probably, you're going to have to work for it a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And the key, I thought, like you just mentioned, is go out early when it's a little cooler or later when it's starting to cool down. And to be honest, it's just too darn hot to be out there in the middle of the day anyway, the weather we've had. So.
Oh, yeah.
And it is bluegill time. It is perch time. Boy, it's time to go out there and catch a mess of perch. It's good right now.
Oh yeah, yeah. And they're going to bite. The hotter it gets, the more active they get.
Yeah, if you can get right where the sun and the shady trees hanging over the lake or by a boat dock or something, and you get that area right there between the sun and the shade. Little red wigglers work good, crickets work good, grub worms work good. It's fun. Whether you're an adult or a kid, I mean, you have a blast.
Absolutely. And you might even see a mermaid.
Oh, yeah. Mermaids, they kind of like late morning, early afternoon, kind of when you're getting done fishing, they kind of pop up, make a little appearance and stuff and that.
Yeah.
I have not seen one yet, but I've had some guys that are pretty sure that they caught some fish.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's the thing. Mermaids are very elusive. They're gypsies of the sea.
Right.
And,
they are.
Yeah. And, you know, I
so
mean,
much fun. If I get a chance, I'll be down there with my chair and my bottle of wine and Cheetos.
That's right. The puffy ones. Yep.
That's where you'll find me if I'm not here.
All right. Hey, Gary, for folks that would like to know a little bit more, maybe a weekend getaway or a week stay, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, take a look at that, drop us a line there. And as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. And call down, give us a check, even if you think, oh, it's too late in the week to call. We always have a cancellation. You just never know if something pops up in that. So, don't give up hope, and if we don't have room, we'll find a place for you.
That's right, and it's always a good time. Gary, we'll be seeing you real soon, my man.
All right, sounds good. Have a good one, and try to stay cool.
Right on. See you, buddy.
See ya.